So with one out, Jason Camps in the base runner at first. Safe on the fielder's choice, but he gets an RBI. 2-2 our score. The fielder's choice, 4-6. Here's Aaron Savalco at the plate. And the pitch low to Savalco and 1-0.
Just one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch low and inside and 2-0. Nathan Terrace, he's been known for years to like to throw that ball around and pick runners off. And that time he had a step out if he was going to throw because Aaron Savalco kind of stuck his ground in the batter's box.
That left-handed hitter.
3-0, pitch a little bit high.
See, some of these catchers will slide out behind him and throw behind the
right, hitter. Right. 3-0 the count. Cheetah comes home right down the middle for a strike and 3-1. Nick Nigman on deck for Lake Henry. 3-1 the count. And high ball four. Savalco is going to walk. That's going to bring a visit from Gordon Barton out of the Spring Hill. Walked one in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and one more here in the sixth inning. So he has five walks so far today. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Jason Camps and Don.
Number 44 would be Max Wagner.
So Max Widener coming out of the Laker dugout, going to run for Jason Campson. Two on and one out.
Max, all right. Max was the quarterback for the Bulldogs this year. Their state tournament run.
The conference at the mound complete. Here comes Dingman to the plate, who's 0 for 1 today, walked back in the second inning. Two on, one out. Widener gets off, takes a lead from second. Over at first, it's Savalco. Schoenberg not holding him there. Cheetah works from the stretch. Right-hander's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0.
Kind of take a look at these high school pitchers that come from high school to play Stearns County League or wherever they go to play. You know, they get to that six. It's a little different trying to go 8 and 9.
1-0 the count, and right down the middle, a strike to Dingman, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cheetah has the sign from Nathan Terrace. Runners there leads. Here's Dingman a little late on that swing in, 1-2.
Nick likes to punch that ball between that first and second base area there. He likes to go right field. Doesn't pull the ball too often.
They're giving him a hole there, too.
Oh, my. Yes, they are.
Eric Terrace is shading a little bit more towards second base. Eric Schoenberg off a little bit at first. One ball, two strikes to Dingman, and he drives it to right center field. In that gap is Owen Meyer to make the catch for the second out. That ball, Owen, I think, could have maybe walked two or three steps and said, come to me, and the wind would have pushed it to him.
Done that. Yeah. Yes, it would have.
So Dingman got underneath it just a bit, and that'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. With two outs, Grant Ludwig 0 for 2 so far today. Widener leads from second, Savalco at first. Lakers have tied it up here in the sixth, 2-2. Our first ball game in 15C, Ludwig fouls it off and the count 0-1. St. Martin, New Munich, scheduled to play next. I do see New Munich here, Don, down the first baseline.
Looks like a lot of Richmond guys, too, down there.
And some Richmond guys. There's a swing and a miss by Ludwig. Strike two. Maybe it is Richmond and not New Munich.
Yes.
Okay.
St. Martin's here.
St. Martin is here.
Yes.
You got, there's New Munich.
Yep.
Over here, we got a few. 0-2 the count to Ludwig. And the breaking ball just misses a little bit outside from Cheetah. The count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Two outs. Curveball, Ludwig on the ground to short. Jamie Terrace up with it to second for the force, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the sixth. They come up with a run on two hits. No errors, two left on base. We played six here in Farming. 2-2, Lake Henry and Spring Hill. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi, everyone. This is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
It's a new era. The things you love about Falcon National Bank are getting even better. Stronger together. With five convenient branch locations, Falcon National Bank offers expanded products and services with greater efficiencies across all branches. Take advantage of mobile deposits, online banking, person-to-person transfers, consumer and commercial loans, SBA preferred lending status, and the best digital security available. It's a new era in community banking, and we think you'll like the differences at Falcon National Bank in St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, Isanti, and Richmond. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen with you. Two runs, seven hits, and an error for Spring Hill. Two runs, three hits, and an error for Lake Henry.
Spring Hill loosening up Brent Terrace down the right field line here. I think they're looking for him to do a little relief pitching.
Actually, Brent Terrace at the plate right now, so Eric Terrace.
Eric Terrace, sorry.
And the pitch in the dirt from Weston Brinkman. There's a ball, 1-0.
Left fielder, Brent Terrace.
1-0 the count to Brent Terrace. It'll be Brent, Owen Meyer, and then the top of the order in Eric Terrace. Swing and a miss by Terrace. And strike one. One ball, one strike. The lefty Brinkman delivers the fastball at the knee and strike two, 1-2. Again, if you are following me on Twitter, it's at Chasm Randy. Keep you updated on that score every couple innings this afternoon and evening. You can follow our games broadcast on our stream worldwide at mychasm.com. Just click on the stream. MyChasm.com. There's a swing and a miss. Terrace is out on strikes. So he chases that high fastball from Brinkman and one down. Terrace now 1-for-3 today. It'll bring up Owen Meyer, who's 0-for-2. You can also drop me a text at 320-248-1602. Let us know where you're listening to this game from today. We've had people in the past up in Canada and Hawaii and actually had somebody pick up our stream in Russia 1 year, so kind of a cool thing to find out where you're listening. Here's a fly ball down the left field line. That's foul. And the count 0-2 to Owen Meyer. No balls, two strikes.
Brinkman, he's getting a little pumped on the mound right now. He's pounding that glove when he gets a strike call. And
0-2, and Owen Meyer swings and misses strike three.
Got that fastball working now. He's not messing around.
Second baseman, Eric Harris.
There comes some new Munich guys, I believe, on the golf cart that Leo must have got fixed already.
That is the fourth strikeout for Brinkman. Three in a row, actually, going back to last inning. And here's Terrace, Eric Terrace, a foul ball back and out of play, 0-1. That was
got him on the golf cart.
So it appears the golf cart's got a big target on it so far in the tournament. 0-1, Terrace puts a bunt down the first baseline. Brinkman trying to field it with his bare hand and cannot. And a beautiful bunt by Eric Terrace, a bunt single. Brinkman knew he had a hustle done, and when he slid to make the play, it was muddy, and he's got a big dirt spot on his knee right now. And
that was a good try by Eric Terrace. That was time to do something like that to get him out of his rhythm. Puts him back in the stretch here now, so smart move by Eric.
Nathan Terrace.
Eric Terrace now 2-for-4 today. It brings Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan 1-for-3 on the afternoon. 2-2 our score in the seventh, and Nathan over the top of a curveball. He swings and misses strike one. Eric Terrace takes his lead at first with two outs. Weston Brinkman, a little fake, Terrace back to first. You know, they'd like to get him in scoring position here.
Absolutely.
Brinkman's pitch outside a ball and 1-1.
Gets a heck of a lead, doesn't he?
How far off first base do you think that cutout is? Is that like 10 feet?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
9 to 10 feet?
I think it is.
So he's got all of that. Throw to first. Back safely is Terrace. One ball, one strike, two outs, one on. 2-2 our score, top of the seventh. Brinkman, ooh, nice move. I think Jason Campson even got faked out by that move. As the throw to first, Terrace back safely. Weston Brinkman ready again, has the sign from Shane Campson. Eric Terrace goes, and the pitch in the dirt. And now two balls and a strike. You know, out of the corner of Weston Brinkman's eye, I'm sure he caught Eric Terrace taking off.
Yes, he did.
And unfortunately, the pitch didn't give Shane any opportunity to throw him out.
I think he had too big a jump on that one.
Yeah,
he had a big jump off Weston. A good thing Weston kept doing what he was doing,
and
follow through with the pitch, because he stops anywhere in there, it's a balk.
Two balls, one strike. Eric Terrace going to third, and he'll go in.
Ouch. He went in kind of.
I think he thought a throw was going to be made. There never was a throw. Kind of tumbled over third base. And so now he's at third. The pitch was high for a ball and 3-1. Jamie Terrace on deck.
Josh Campson is back in right field, so his ankle must not have turned out too bad.
3-1 the count. Nathan Terrace ready in the batter's box. And time is called by Nathan Terrace.
Smart play by Nathan again. I wholeheartedly believe in that. When the pitcher's in a rhythm, Weston is, you've got to step out of that batter's box.
3-1. Weston Brinkman continues to work from the stretch. The lefty comes home, and a swing and a miss at the fastball from Weston, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. There's Bach calls in the crowd, and Brinkman kind of tosses the ball up in the air as he's not on the pitching rubber, and there comes the 3-2 pitch. It's high ball four.
Ooh, watch Eric over here.
So Keith Leaser is going to call for time. He comes out of the dugout, and, you know, that might be a case too, Don, where Keith's saying, hey, did Weston lose a little bit of his focus there maybe?
Absolutely.
Is maybe listening to the crowd, maybe listening to the dugouts a little bit? And it's
like, looks like they're going to bring Jason Campson in, I think, here in relief.
They're going to put Josh Campson over at first. So a pitching change for the Lakers here in the seventh with two outs. We will take a one-minute timeout on KASM. Back with more from Region 15C.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Two outs and two on for Spring Hill here in the top of the seventh inning. A pitching change, Don Heinen, for the Lakers.
Jason Kampson's going to come in here in the seventh inning and do the pitching, moving from first base. Josh Kampson will come in from right field to fill the spot at first base.
Defensive changes in the top.
Weston Brinkman will go to center field. Savelko, Aaron will move over to right field.
So all the changes taking place, they're all within the context of their starting lineup here, just moving some players around to different positions. Jason Kampson, Don, what are we going to see from him? A little bit more of the heat?
I think so. Jason's more a fastball thrower, but batter isn't ready here yet. Jason was. I think last year when we seen him come in relief, it was pretty much bring the fastball.
First and third. Kampson works from the stretch, and the pitch to Jamie Terrace is low for a ball, 1-0.
I think that was curveball to start with.
Terrace, 2-for-3 today. He had a double in his last at-bat, scored the Chargers' first run. It is 2-2 here in the seventh. Curveball on the ground to second. Sam Hupfer has it. Over to first, 4-3 in the putout. Kampson does his job. Terrace out on the play. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played 6.5 at Spring Hill 2, Lake Henry 2. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, we got a lot of folks following us today on Twitter. I know Scotty Rugemer is following us, Greg Heinen following us, so shouts out to you guys following us on Twitter today. Brooke Meyer and Scotty Leeser following us. Thank you again. And, of course, if you can't make it to Schlaper Brothers Field, maybe for this first game, there are three more to follow today. Numinic and St. Martin at about 2:30.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Actually, it's Richmond and Meyer Grove at about 5, and then tonight El Rosa takes on Farming.
Got the makings of an extra inning game here, Randy. So, Randy, this gives me that evil eye.
Here's Adam Yeager. We'll see how spunk like 8 o'clock tonight yet.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get out the cow shocker and shock you to say something. Adam Yeager at the plate. There's ball two and 2-0. Yeager, Sam Hupfer, and Shane Campson. Swing and a miss by Yeager, strike one.
Eric Terrace was ready. I seen him warming up here between innings. But Cheetah's still throwing some good baseball yet.
He is. Bottom of the seventh inning. Yeager squibs this one foul in the count 2-2. Don, did you have a favorite pitch you like to hit on? Did you like 2-0, or did you like jumping on that first pitch, or did you like hitting with the count full?
I liked hitting 2-0.
You liked hitting 2-0?
2-0, yeah. Two balls, no strikes. But I never usually got to that point. If it was close, I was trying to get on top of it right away.
3-2 the count to Yeager. Here's Yeager lining it to left field. There to make the catch is Brent Terrace out in left. One out.
Swung at some bad pitches doing that, but 2-0 was a good count, and I always say that with hitters now, it's always a good pitch to hit.
Yeah.
And the next one should be a decent pitch to hit, so get ready for it.
And there's certain situations, I know when a pitcher's struggling, maybe he's walked a guy or two prior to you, you make him throw a strike.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. 0-2 I never liked.
No.
I never liked that.
Sam Hupfer fouls the first pitch to the backstop, and 0-1 to Sam. He's 0-2 so far today. Pitch is a little bit low, and the count, one ball, one strike.
You were kind of a free swinger, too. You never got deep in the count, did you?
No, I didn't.
What was?
I like swinging the bat. Let's put it that way. Two balls, one strike to Hupfer.
Dr. Keith even mentioned that. I heard yesterday that he said that I said you were a free swinger.
2-2 the count.
But then Randy comes back with this. Well, I hit a softball out of Roscoe, you know.
That's right.
Baseball part, so. Yeah.
Here's Hupfer, line drive on the ground to short. Fielded by Jamie Terrace over to first. 6-3 in the putout. Two down for Lake Henry in the seventh. And the top of the order, here's Shane Campson. Campson bounced into his double play in his last at bat, scorched it to Shaneberg at first, who made a nice play, and drives this one to right field, back by the fence. Campson uses that 305 porch and over the fence, and the Lakers lead 3-2 here in the seventh.
Got a lot of that one, and pulled it just right. He pulls a little bit more. I think the wind takes it away from there.
So Shane Campson, a solo blast here in the seventh. Now 1-for-3 on the day, and Lake Henry leading 3-2. Just the fourth hit off of Carter Cheetah. Bring Matt Quaid to the plate.
Shortstop, Matt Quaid.
And Quaid pops this one up down the right field line by the foul line into foul territory. It's Owen Meyer with the catch for number three, and that'll do it for the Lakers. They come up with a run on one hit, that home run by Shane Campson. No errors and no one left on base. We have played seven. It's Lake Henry 3, Spring Hill 2. We'll be back in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. 7 years already with you doing region baseball. Wow.
Oh, this is my seventh year.
It's just your seventh year. I've been doing some form of region baseball for 26 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Going back to 1992. Here's a pop-up by Eric Schoenberg down the third base line. And caught over there on that third base line by, I think it was Nick Dingman who made the catch.
Center fielder.
Dingman going a long way. One out. In foul territory, here's Austin Schoenberg. And the pitch from Jason Campson, a strike on the inside corner and 0-1.
Slider and curveball here, a lot of it there, Jason is. He's mixing his pitches up well.
Pitch low, and the count 1-1. Of course, now they plan the region tournament out a few years. Next year it's going to be in Richmond, and 2020 it'll be in Greenwald. So that's where the regional tournaments are headed to next. 1-2 to Schoenberg.
Actually got a couple of Greenwald draftees here by these two teams.
Pitch outside, a ball, and 2-2 now to Austin.
Spring Hill drafted Tyler Bragelman from Greenwald, and Lake Henry drafted Tyler Hoffman from Greenwald.
Berg fouls this one out of play. The count stays 2-2. Austin today is a 1-for-3. And a base hit that scored Jamie Terrace back in the sixth. Pitch low. And the count full at 3-2. On deck, Anthony Reverman. And strike three called as Schoenberg gets caught looking. So two outs. And Anthony Reverman to the plate. Anthony is 1-for-3 today.
Austin didn't think much of that pitch, but look.
Thought it was low.
Up here was, yeah, a little low, you think?
Yeah. Okay. First pitch to Reverman. It bounces up to the plate and 1-0. Looks like Eric Terrace is ready, Don. We'll probably see him in the bottom of the eighth for Spring Hill. Shane Campson's breaking ball. Reverman chases that high ball, and the count, 1-1. One and one. Here's a shot down the right field line. That's foul. And 1-2. Josh Campson trying to help the base umpire out by saying foul. He uses his hand. Curveball. Here's a shot to right. Back a little bit, Savelko, and Aaron makes the catch for the out. And that will do it for the Chargers here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 7.5. Lake Henry 3, Spring Hill 2. More region baseball to come in 1 minute on KASM.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we have a pitching change for Spring Hill.
Eric Terrace will come in from second base now and take over the duties on the mound, and they're just going to flip-flop here with Cheetah. Carter Cheetah is going to go over to second base here.
So Carter goes the 7 innings today, gives up 3 runs on just 4 hits. It was an error behind him. Carter did walk 5 Lake Henry hitters.
At the plate for Lake Henry, first baseman Josh Campson.
It'll be Josh Campson, Jason Campson, Aaron Sabelko facing Eric Terrace. And Eric's curveball on the ground and up the middle, a base hit by Josh. As he hobbles his way to first.
Looking for a runner. I think Colin Spooner's going to probably run for him.
So Josh Campson will hand over his helmet to Colin Spooner, and he occupies the first base coach box. One on, nobody out. Here's Jason Campson. Eric Terrace's first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0.
Josh didn't waste any time from Eric Terrace. He's jumped all over that first pitch.
And I probably would too, knowing he's probably going to throw a strike right down the middle.
Yes, he is.
Throw to first and Spooner back safely. 1-0 the count to Jason Campson. Eric Terrace delivers, and there's a strike at the belt, and 1-1.
It takes all that doubt away what count you'd like to hit when you get that first pitch as a base hit.
And that's just really isn't helps. That true? 1-1, Campson ground ball to short. Terrace flips second for one. Cheetah's relay to first. Safe at first.
That's kind of a slow turn right there and gave Jason that extra couple steps.
Only in amateur baseball can it happen that you have to be the second guy to try to turn that double play after throwing the first 7 innings, right?
Yeah.
It's like, do I got some gas left in this arm to get it to first?
Kind of like the guy that makes the great catch. He always up, first guy up in the next
game. It is. Yes, it is. So Jason Campson becomes the base runner. Here's Sabelko taking the first pitch, a pop-up down the right field line. Everybody giving chase, and it falls right in between Shane Burke, Cheetah, and Meyer in foul territory. Yeah, they parked the vehicle so far away. We're really going to have to look hard this year for a job for Leo and Jolene over at Lou's Auto Body and Glass. And
knowing you, you'll probably just take a bat and go out there and start swinging.
Here's Sabelko, fly ball right field. Owen Meyer just gallantly jaunts in from right field to make the catch for out number 2.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of cars parked around here right now, which is kind of nice with the kids and stuff running around. You don't have cars around. You kind of keep the vehicles from going in and out so much. It's a lot safer.
Here's Nick Dingman. You know, farming has these all-grass baselines, Don, and we can see just with the little bit of running already, first baseline is starting to get a little chewed up over there, isn't it?
Well, they were blowing water there with the blowers. Remember that before the game started? So it looks like third base isn't as bad, but I think there's a little water probably sitting there.
Dingman takes a strike, 0-1. Here's a throw to first. And
that would have been close if he'd have caught that, I think.
You bet. Shane Burke tried to sweep a tag on Jason Campson, and the ball just squirted off of Eric's glove. 0-1 the count to Dingman. Nick so far today is 0-2 with a walk. Terrace's pitch, Dingman swings and misses strike 2 and 0-2. You know, you tell yourself and you tell yourself, I'm not going to swing at that curveball. I'm not going to swing at that curveball. And then Nick is frustrated there because he swung at it.
He goes in the dirt, right?
Had done that.
Yes, no kidding.
0-2. Throw to first. Again, close play at first.
That's how hungry you were as hitters at back in those days. I literally swung at pitches that bounced in front of the plate. And you can't hold up.
No. Just aggressive. The 0-2 outside, a ball, and 1-2. Nice stop by Nathan Terrace. You're just joining us, 3-2. Lake Henry leads here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First game today, three more scheduled. Numinic and St. Martin up next.
Very pleasant right now, not too hot.
Eric Terrace ready on the mound. Comes home, here's Dingman trying to loop it to right field, just a bit foul. And the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Now we're talking to Region 15's Commissioner Randy Schoenberg, Don, before the game, and just about bats in general and who uses what bats now. And it looks like Nick is probably swinging a composite there, doesn't it? As he foul tips it into the mitt of Nathan Terrace. Discussion to continue for the Lakers here in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We have played eight at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, 3-2 Lake Henry. We're back in a minute on KSM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi, everyone. This is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Jason Campson. We'll get to see Carter Cheetah, Brent Terrace, and possibly Owen Meyer here, the 7-8-9 for the Spring Hill Chargers. Jason Campson, he came on in the seventh inning. And he stands to be the winner right now in this ball game.
Yes, he does.
As Shane Campson hit that home run in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Carter Cheetah so far today. Carter 0 for 3. And the first pitch from Campson is a strike called 0-1. Campson rocks and fires, and Cheetah swinging a miss, strike two. Carter really fooled on that one.
Yes, it was.
The ball, it's two strikes. Campson's curveball, Cheetah laces it to center field. Back on his bike is Weston Brinkman, and he runs it down in center field. Boy, on the full trot, he makes the catch for the out.
I'll tell you, that wasn't far from going out, that one was.
Well,
it's
you bet.
Hard to judge where that fence is out there, but that was hit a long way.
So one out, and here's Brent Terrace. Brent so far today, 1 for 3. Strike called, 0-1 to Terrace. Jason Campson's curveball, and Terrace swings over the top of it, strike two. 0-2. Campson kicks, delivers, and the pitch a ball outside in the count 1-2. Winner, Don, will get the winner of, you said, El Rosa Farming?
Correct.
And the loser gets the loser of El Rosa Farming. Here's Terrace. Ground ball to Ludwig at third. Grant up with it over to first. 5-3 on the put out of Brent Terrace.
Coming down here to number 9 hitter Owen Meyer to keep this game going.
Owen is 0 for 3 today. Meyer digs in the batter's box. And Campson's breaking ball, a beauty, strike one. 0-1. Here's Jason Campson's pitch right down the middle. Again, strike two to Meyer.
He's throwing strikes, isn't he?
He's going after the hitters now with a one-run lead here in the ninth.
Not throwing fastballs, pretty much that slider.
3-2. Jason Campson comes home and a swing and a miss. Meyer's out on strikes, and that will do it for the Chargers in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score here this afternoon, Lake Henry 3, Spring Hill 2. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and wrap this one up, and get ready for game number 2 back in 2 minutes.